This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Property speaking today. We're welcoming Philip in a very unusual way today.
Please,
do that, auction commentary a bit.
It wasn't real.
Please don't disappoint us. This is an arrangement that we did. Come on.
So, Philip, I'm talking to Mr. Jones, and I'm telling him that my only reference to, auctions is what I see in Hollywood movies. I don't know if it's something realistic. When you see that guy with that little hammer for judges going 50 for the woman in the bag. I don't even know what they're saying. Is that what really happens at auctions?
It's almost exactly the same.
Do they really speak that fast?
Yes. Although that's a skill to be developed.
So you can get trained to do that?
It happens here as well.
Yeah. I thought it was just a movie thing.
No, it's there from a psychological point of view to create urgency, rush, and, hype.
Wow.
So it's definitely a thing.
Okay, now I learned something today. So, Philip, when it comes to auctions, under what circumstances does a property get auctioned?
So it could be either forced or it can be voluntary. We're going to touch on both, but firstly, I think forced auctions, meaning you probably couldn't pay your bond. The lender is now looking to recover losses, so they would sell at a minimum price they set, because they have X amount outstanding.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, and then you could also have voluntary auctions. I've got tenants or landlord owners who wanted to sell. They're on open market. We're trying to fetch a market value. And then they suggest maybe it's a good idea to go to an auction, So then there's kind of two ways. You would set a minimum, because now you're in control. It's not like you're forced to sell, so you can set a minimum value of what you're looking for.
Okay.
The challenge is that people that go to auctions are there for bargains. It's not always that a minimum reserve. Nobody's looking to buy at market value at an auction. That's not where they go.
Yes. Yeah.
They go there for the lower market value. You might also find institutional groups or developers who are closing. Transnet, for instance, is busy auctioning off all of their assets. It's to gain regain liquidity in their company. So there's many reasons people go to auction. Mm-hmm. But some, we must also realize that why is the property on auction in the first place?
Okay.
Because that might be detrimental to you buying. Let me use an example. A client that hasn't paid his bond and the bank or the lender is now looking to repossess, that also probably didn't pay his rates and taxes to the municipality. And you don't know how far behind that is.
Mm.
So you might find that you're buying the property at a below market value, but it's 200K out at the municipality. You'll have to settle that within 30 days. Auctions can be very quick. It can be a quick way of disposing, and that's why large groups use it.
Mm.
It's quick, easy. You find buyers that can buy, because some of the cons are that some buyers can't enter that market because they don't have the deposits. Mm. They can't adhere to the strict requirements of an auction, and therefore it excludes a large portion of the market. And that portion is the portion that is willing to pay more. Mm. That is willing to pay market value because they have terms.
Mm.
A buyer at an auction, the terms are set. You know what you need to do to perform, and there's fewer buyers in that bracket. You also find that some lenders don't want to. They're wary of financing properties on auctions. So now you're standing there, you put down your deposits, you've got a bank guarantee for your loan, because these things need to be in place, because you need to. When you sign the dotted line, that's final. And you lose and forfeit your deposit if you don't proceed with the sale.
Mm.
Many sellers also don't realize this, that, and I spoke about this earlier, when they voluntarily put their property on auction, they might find that, okay, now you've set a minimum value, and you achieve that minimum value, or you don't achieve that minimum value, you don't sell, but you're still in for the costs. You're still going to pay the auctioneer commission.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That's one thing people don't realize. Whether you sell or not, you're still going to pay
gonna
commission.
Pay. They're still making money.
100%. That's one of the reasons I want to get into auctioneering. So if you price unrealistically, sir, that's not my problem. I'm still going to get paid.
So maybe
I'm here for the job.
Is it an auctioneer's dream and someone like a buyer's nightmare for those people that come and they just want to outbid everyone? When you guys are playing here and they're like going with the top numbers, you're like, what are you doing?
That does happen. So that's when you get into the emotional, that's why they do blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to get into that emotional
so
hype.
You can do that as well.
No.
He's going to get trained for that. Yeah.
Like I said, it's a skill to be developed.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I would be able to if I can stop laughing at myself.
So, yes, the odd bidding people.
That happens. In most cases, if you are not, and this is why you would need to speak to somebody that's knowledgeable in the market, a real estate agent, a conveyancer, just to get a grip on what the average pricing is.
Okay.
I've seen people get into that emotional hype and then they overbid. They buy more for a property than they would have at an agent, you know. Or you might find the unit next door is not on auction, but that's selling at market value for cheaper than you bought now at auction, just because you fell for this emotional hype. You might find that some seasoned auction buyers will entice you to pay more to keep you away from the next auction. Because they don't want you there because you're just making their life more difficult. Because you keep chasing the price up and they're there for a bargain.
Yeah.
You know, so they might deter you from future auction visits. To use another example, I once saw a house before it went on auction.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see through the wall.
Like literally.
Oh
wow.
The crack was foundational. It was horizontal. It's bad news from a construction engineering point of view. And I could see through the wall, and this property went on auction and it sold for like 100K less than market value. In my opinion, that's a 400,000 or 500,000 problem.
Sure.
And you bought it for 100 under market value. Now my question is, did you really find a bargain?
Did you?
No. So in most cases, because of the rush and because of the strict adherence that you need, and now you've committed to this property, now you need to buy it. And
do you find yourself fixing those kind of problems where I went and I went to an auction and I come back and I'm like, oh my God, Philip, look, the kind of problem that I came into. Like, do you ever people come and how do you solve that?
A lot of buyers buy at auction to be able to flip. You know, they would secure it at a very good price. Sometimes I've heard of properties where I think the value is 3 bar and they've secured it at 1.6.
Sure.
That has happened. But now, then you renovate, you spend a bit of money. I've got a seller now like that. They bought it for a decent value. They spent some money, and now they can't sell it at market value because of what's happening next door and what's, you know. And now the problem is you didn't know this at the time of auction.
Sure.
But then you secured, you committed, and now you've tied up your cash flow.
Yeah.
It can work for or against you. We must remember that also another thing that people fail to remember is, when does a buyer, I'm talking about the average buyer, go to auction? Or when does that property get repossessed so that the lender wants to take it? It's within the first 5 years of your 20-year span.
Oh, okay.
That means you recently bought the property.
Yes.
That means you still owe a lot of money. That means the minimum reserve is high. Properties that have been owned for 10 years plus, you know, half of this 20-year cycle that the lenders give you, if you're halfway in, you can sell and make profit easy at market value.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that go to auctions are the guys that are forced to go to auction. That means they still owe a lot. That means the minimum price is high. The bank sets it. And now it gets flogged and, you know, So the price is still high. It's not being repossessed in the first or in the latter part of your bond period. I mean, one of our clients sold and they bought 18 years ago. They only owed the bank like 250,000. That property would now sell for 2.5 million.
Sure.
You see, but that was 18 years ago. Now, 5 years ago, that property would have sold for 1.8, 1.9. Now, the fat in that transaction is not enough for you to buy, sell, enter the market, exit the market with taxes, and renovate and make profit. There's not enough fat. You need to buy the property at almost at least half price for it to be worth it for you to you know, to renovate and to still sell and still make a profit. And then you've still got to take your time constraints into account, because if you want to buy at auction, that's a quick process. You take it to market, it's going to be an extended period, and now you must be sure that, the profit you make over the time space still makes sense from a yield perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, Google Philips Guman. He's the guy who's going to help you a lot. So that's the broker and owner of Remax, Philips Guman. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
Philips.
Guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.